Welcome to Bottom Line Sports Talk, where we cover sports and more for the culture, by the culture, because we are the culture. Hosted by your favorite twin duo, those Jackson men, Gary and Kerry. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, where you can rate us, review, subscribe, follow, and most importantly, share.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We back with another episode of Bottom Line Sports Talk, where we give y'all some good information. We debate, we talk about what's going on in the sports culture. So we ready to go and kick it off, man. How you been doing, Gary?
And the culture in general.
Man,
a great, great, great weekend. And do you know why? So we started golf lessons, baby.
Yeah, man.
You know. We're just trying to be better than Tiger at this point. You know what I'm saying? He on hobble leg, on bended knee.
I thoroughly enjoyed it, man. Thoroughly enjoyed hitting the golf ball. So, big shout out to our instructor. We got the grip right on the clubs, on the wedge. We start off with the wedge. 101 fundamentals.
Great way to get the anger out if you got any stress retention. You just focus on the ball and smacking it. And we just look forward to learning this great game. You know what I'm saying? They try to keep us out, but you can't keep a good man out. You know?
I love you. I'm liking golf, man. I'm liking golf. Yeah. The only part I don't like is, and I think that's something I'm going to have to get used to, but, man, when you hitting and you twisting, like my lower back was hurting yesterday.
Because you're old.
No, it ain't because old. It's because of something new. But, yeah, my lower back was killing me yesterday just hitting all them balls, golf balls. So, but, hey, shout out to everybody playing golf, man. Good game. Hey, it's only up from there. But
it's only a new venture for us. We got live coverage coming to the social media. You know, when we get good, we can't be out here embarrassing ourselves.
Yeah,
you know
no.
what I'm saying? So we still gonna be some beginners, but we gonna be some good beginners whenever we start.
So yep. So let's get to it, man. Steph Curry been on a roll, and I know I put this out on our stories on BL Sports Talk 51 on IG.
Yes, indeed.
But Steph Curry was the first first player to make 73s in a 10-game span. He's just been on a roll, and his peak right now, I don't even think he even reached his limit. He's been on a tear. He thinks he should be in the MVP conversation. I think he should be in the MVP conversation. Do I think he'll get it? Nah, I highly doubt it. You gotta give everybody else a chance. But right now, my two finalists come down to a Jokic and Embiid. I don't know.
Really?
Right now. Yes. They've been balling.
I gotta, and maybe this is just sentimental value, and it's for the New Yorkers. They're gonna love it. But I mean, real talk. Mm-hmm. I mean, Julius Randle. If we going by most valuable player, going with his journey, going with a feel good story,
right?
It got to be Julius to me. Like he have the Knicks relevant. They are in the fifth, sixth spot. They've been on a tear on their streaks. They look competitive, and if we going by what most valuable player mean, if they didn't have Julius Randle, it wouldn't be possible for them to even be relevant.
I could say the same thing about Chris Paul.
I definitely can say the same thing about Chris Paul. Chris Paul don't get enough love.
Yeah, he should. I don't know why he's not getting talked about enough. They number two seed.
Because Phoenix. It's Phoenix, right?
Yeah, Phoenix.
Because they still consider them a small market team.
I don't think that's the case.
No, I'm just saying like that may be the case for them being a small market team and I guess not enough eyes on him per se. Maybe that's the reason. Because New York is what New York is.
Of course.
And the fact that they're relevant now, like, that's why I think it should be Julius. Not saying that I'm taking anything away from Embiid and Jokic. Like I told you, I think Embiid should be.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, no lie.
Julius
should be. If we going by what most valuable player mean, like.
I put Julius in that top five.
I definitely think. I think he should get it only because, I mean, we just seen the ebb and flow of what the New York Knicks are and the troubles they've been through over the years or whatever. And who'd have thunk him going there?
A man that went to Plano in a high school in Plano from out here.
Went to Kentucky.
Yep.
You know, and we know Kentucky is a bevy of talent. Went to the Lakers, basically got ousted there.
Went to the Pelicans.
Basically got ousted there, went to New York, and you think it was him revitalizing his career, but it's really just him. Yeah, he stepped up, but it's him being him, you know, and it fit him.
Yeah, and then again, like I said, I put him as a finalist. I would actually put Chris Paul above him, but if I had to go right now, like I said, it'll be Embiid and Jokic, Chris Paul, Julius Randle. Some might say. Now I will say this: he will and he should get the Most Improved Player of the Year award.
Yeah, I think that's what they're gonna give him as a consolation prize.
Yeah, he should give him that, but. Speaking on Julius Randle, man, I had a chance to see him play in person when they came down to play the Mavericks, and he had 44 points, almost double-double, I want to say, and he is everything that he's been putting out, man. He's been balling, and the best thing that he learned was you ain't going to be able to forcefully, you know, use just brute strength. Once he got that jumper, man, that jumper looks so pretty. It looks so pretty. And it's fluid. He's playing. He's in tip-top shape. He's been playing excellent basketball, especially offensively. And got to give a lot of props to Tom Thibodeau. Everybody knows that Julius Randle is the one that, when it comes down to it, they need to build around him right now. But that New York Knicks team, great team. I can't say this. The fans are definitely some real diehard Knicks fans out there because they showed up and showed out in Dallas. They were getting MVP chance out to him. So, big shout out. Definitely big shout out to the Knicks. Hopefully, y'all go far in the playoffs.
I'm
counting on y'all.
No matter how far they go, it's a miracle they made it.
Yeah.
It's a miracle they made it. But back to what you were saying with Steph Curry, not shocked at all. Mm-hmm. I think people need to, if they don't give him enough credit, they need to. That's one. But then two, if Klay comes back any semblance of what he was, that team goes back to being 50-plus win team.
Right.
And they come back to being, because their team is loaded, really.
Yeah.
They come back to being a contender.
Yeah.
And they right back at the top of the West. And the West is already wild as it is. It's already just game separated by the top to the eighth. So, Golden State coming back in the form. Steph Curry ain't going nowhere. Klay Thompson come back to being that two-way player. You know what you get from Draymond, and you know what the rest of their bench and supporting cast do. Mm-hmm. It's a problem.
It is a problem,
and
man.
Steph is a human cheat code.
And I was going to ask what you think about the play-in term. They said it's going to be here to stay. So what you think about it? Do you think that the teams – they should play those 72 games, 82 games, and whoever gets in. Because I don't have to agree with what Luka Doncic and Mark Cuban said, that they will, that they're going to have to go. They're going to have to pretty much just keep it the way it is. You earn your spot to play in the playoffs. You don't need to have a tournament or like a three-game tournament to get in. And like I said, I have to agree with them, man. The tournament to get in and stuff like that, it just don't make no sense to me. I understand just for this season, I can understand it. But for now on in the future, I can't get with it.
I think they're just trying to try some new things out. And if they do, if they were to go with this format, I mean, you would see, I guess, maybe some different teams or whatever if you do it the way that they're saying. Mm-hmm. So they trying to find a way to spice it up, you know, get out of the norm. Because they basically what they're trying to do is like kind of go to what you see in the world format and stuff like that. And I get it because they're trying to make it more like the Olympic format and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can't say I would welcome it. That's why they might say they use this year as a test thing. Yeah. But if you see different teams and maybe someone who wouldn't get in, maybe gets in, who knows? I guess that's what they're trying to show and see. So, I mean, I get what you're saying.
If Sacramento got that A spot and they knocked out Portland. Or maybe Dallas, just hypothetically speaking, they knocked out Dallas or Portland or whatever. It's just going to be like, man, it's just going to be better. I don't think it's going to be better. I don't think it's going to be better because if Sacramento go in, you know they're going to, whoever they go in the first round, you know they're going to lose just 4-0. 0-4, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is what it is. This is one of the things that you're just going to, we'll see. We'll see. But they did say, I did see a tweet out that said the NBA referees supports a Wisconsin bill that will make assaulting and harassing referees a crime. We're gonna keep this quick and simple. What you think about that?
What do they mean by harassing and assaulting?
Because, you know, all this stuff, cussing, complaining. It's the difference between assaulting and complaining. Of course.
So I guess my whole thing with them trying to do that, like, are you trying to take the fun out of the game? Because part of the fun is if it's a bad call, like, the way fans get their aggression out because they have no impact on the game, so to speak. Yeah. You know, the fun of the game is you got to hackle the refs. You got to hackle the players. So you're going to, if this starts with this, then the next thing is you can't hackle players. I ain't talking about the stuff that they do when, you know, people call them out their name or whatever. Right. But, hey, you know, the whole fun about being in college when you have rival schools coming, football, basketball, whatever it is hackling. And so if the ref making a bum call, like.
Is it hackling or heckling?
I call it heckling. Is it heckling?
I think it's heckling.
Oh, I call it heckling.
All right, school.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I call it heckling. But, I mean, I guess if you do this, is this going to snowball into you can't say nothing. You got to be respectful. Right. Are you taking power out of the fans' hands?
Right.
And I guess my whole thing is, okay, well, if you want to take the harassing and heckling, as you say, you might want to say, well, I want some more accountability with the refs then. Mm-hmm. And I know y'all not going to do that because the excuse they use is, oh, refs are only human.
Right.
You know, they make mistakes. Okay, well, let the fans voice their opinions. Give me the definition of what y'all deem as you're going to ban it. And Wisconsin of all places, like, I feel like they definitely want to get some stuff off their chest. And they definitely should have the right to. I don't know if I necessarily support it. I guess I'm looking at it now and I'm saying, will this snowball one into the league? And then does it spill into, you can't hassle players. You can't show support for your team and, you know, say somebody suck. And it's just part of it. I feel like, you know, with that going on, I feel like it's on snowball. And eventually you're going to sit there and take the fun out of the game. And then y'all will become the no fun league, otherwise known as the NFL. Yeah,
right.
What you think?
Well, you know, the people do have to have accountability, just like you had said. So I agree with you on that. The referees definitely do because people be paying their hard-earned money to see the players and their team win.
And they be blowing sometimes. And sometimes
the refs do be blowing a lot of games. As you can tell, we know specifically, we know what be going on. And I don't know what's going on. I really don't know what's going on with that. They didn't even need to announce it. I just saw it on social media on Twitter. So I was just like, man, this, like, come on. Like, we're getting a little bit too soft right now. We're getting a little bit, right? Like, society is soft in one thing. Like, society is soft. We not about to debate that. That is a fact. As of now, our society is soft. Don't, especially when it comes to stuff like this in sports, you can't be soft in sports.
Yeah, and soft in sports. Participation trophies for everybody that don't win. We don't want nobody's feelings to be hurt. That's why Japan and Russia and people like that is in front of us.
But let me go and finish by saying this on that specific subject. I don't think it needs to happen. Referees need to take some accountability for themselves. And it all comes with the game. It all comes with the game. When you're a referee, you know what you signed up for, just like your job. When you're working and you know what you have to do, you know it's going to be days where you're going to hear customers talking crazy. Sometimes you just gonna have to take it. Where we work at, you just gonna have to take it. It is what it is. So referees, we know they're human beings. We know how fans are. We know how the sports culture is. At times, you just gonna have to take it. So people in sports, please stop being soft.
Speaking of soft, you know who I'm about to talk about.
Who you about to talk about?
KD. So we speaking about soft, I just want to understand, and I know we might not be that big, so KD will probably never hit us until we make it to that level. That's fine. I just want to ask, and maybe you can put yourself in his shoes. I'm not sure because I certainly can't understand.
Let me put my little KD picture. Okay, go ahead.
All right, you KD. So you KD, I have to ask, what is up with all the back and forth to the Twitter world and the Twitter sphere? and you heard me say Twittersphere, huh?
Yeah.
Twittersphere and the back and forth with fans, Rappaport, you know, all these people. Like, what makes you keep going back and forth?
Well, right now, it just seems like since I'm not playing and I'm only playing just a limited time, it seems like I have too much time on my hands. It seems like I want something else to do more than basketball. So for me to relieve my stress and not go out there and score 30 points a game, 40 points a game after every night, I just want to go on Twitter. I want to see what's going on. And when I go on Twitter, because that's where a lot of people be at, when I go on Twitter, I just see my name mentioned so many times. So I feel like I have to respond.
Well, let me ask you this, because you did do this in the past, and I'm not sure if you have any burner accounts. I won't ask you that. That's your privacy. Okay. What was the point of you making a burner account beforehand?
Well, that right there, I thought it was a good idea at first. Uh-huh. I ain't think nobody's going to find out. Uh-huh. But you know how the Twitter police are.
So when you made the account, you did it on account of you didn't think anybody was going to find out, right?
No. So, why would they? Who would investigate me out of all the players in the NBA? All who would right. investigate me?
So when you made the account and you started commenting things like that and you said it wasn't a good idea, I have to ask you, who in your camp actually told you it was a good idea? Did you make the decision on your own?
Well, you know, I feel like I have a bunch of my friends on my side, and I may have told one of them. They said, go ahead, do it, KD.
So you got a lot of yes men.
I got a lot of yes men in my camps. You know, some people don't like to keep it. They don't want to keep it 100 with me. They don't want to keep it a band with me for whatever reason. They don't want to keep it a 98 plus 2. So, I made it. I say that for myself. I did it. Was I right at the moment? Did I think I was doing right by myself at the moment? Yeah. Did I think nobody's going to find out about it? No, I ain't think nobody's going to find out about it. But you know what? They found out about it.
Well, here's my advice to you, KD.
All right.
You said something very powerful that I don't think you understand, so I'm going to break it down to you.
All right, break it down.
You said, I made it. You make more than the average person does in a half a season than people do in a whole year's time. If you made it like you said, this is what I need you to do, my friend. Mm-hmm. You ain't my friend, but I'm going to try to be your friend.
You from D.C.?
I'm going to put my hand on your shoulder and tell you this. Are you looking at me? Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Get off of Twitter.
Why you had to yell at it, though?
Stay off the weed, man. I don't know what you need to do to get your relaxation on, but Twitter ain't the thing.
I'm almost the face of the NBA.
Almost.
I can do whatever I please.
Man, go do like Steph Curry and make sure your wife ain't happy and then have her complain outside of
you. You know what? Since you over here asking me questions and you don't want to be on Twitter and stuff like that, what would you suggest that I do in my spare time when I'm not playing basketball? So I don't have to have this. I don't have to keep this going on.
Right, right. I got you. So here's a couple of suggestions right here.
Talk to me.
Work on these whack commercials because they ain't really resonating with some people. So I feel like your time could be, you know, invest in that. Man, go open up a couple of businesses. I don't know. And at the end of the day, you know what you got? You got a super team, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could be training yourself to be the next head coach or whatever whenever you get retired. Or you could do as such your partner, which, I mean, y'all ain't cool because y'all competitive. But maybe you can ask LeBron what he do in his spare time.
Oh, man. But you know what? I was a rapper at one point. I had a couple of songs out there that was pretty straight. I mean, even the commercial back in like 2014, 2013.
Oh, you went back too far. I'm talking about that new commercial that you got with the headphones and it like it made out of wood or whatever. I just have questions. Who made that decision for you?
Man, look, it is what it is. I'm getting to the money. Like, OG, just.
I mean, all right, I got you. And as far as, you know, what you have going on, again, that's your business, whatever. But in terms of things that appear to the rest of the universe, especially mm-hmm. Twitter, since that's what you like to be on, mm-hmm. you have hecklers there. And hecklers seem to deem you a little soft. So I just want to take that away from you so you don't feel the need to have them think that you're soft. I just want to protect you, KD.
Okay. All right.
Insane.
I appreciate that. Well, on the NFL, we getting on to the NFL. I did see some news out there, some inside information saying that the Falcons are accepting calls for Julio Jones. And my question is to you, where would you like to see Julio Jones go to?
So what we see happen a lot of times whenever teams are opening up talks and things like that, we see whatever division that you're in, you usually stay in. Now, we're not saying that you don't see, you know, people cross over to the conference of the AFC or NFC, depending on what they were in before.
Right.
But you usually see teams inside of the division. He has been NFC South with Atlanta, New Orleans, Carolina, Tampa Bay. You do see teams inside the division go after said players.
Right.
Since I think Julio Jones has made a lot of money, what you would see him do next is probably go on a team that's a contender, a legit contender, that would be in the championship race. Teams I can think of right off the bat. New Orleans.
Baltimore,
right. Tampa Bay. We see Tampa Bay on it because they buying up everybody, like, you know, Bitcoin stock.
Okay.
So they're going to get everybody in the end under the sun, and then everybody want to deem them like they're the best thing, but they bought their whole thing. Pretty Shout much. Out to Eric, the only Tampa Bay fan I really know. I can see Dallas buying the thing in there. Just teams. I can see also, here's a shocker for you if you ain't thought about it, New England. They always go after players. Not that he's trouble, but they always go after people and say, look, we go after rings.
You know a team that if he did go there, it is two of them. It's two teams that I, like, if he went to those two teams in the NFC on the West Coast, well, three teams. The whole NFC West, I'm going to start with the first one. If he went to San Francisco, legitimate Super Bowl contender. If he went to L.A., with Matthew Stafford, if he went there.
Seattle.
Arizona, they're not there yet. I was about to say,
the one out of the NFC West that I could agree with you with is Seattle.
I could see. If he went to Seattle.
And that'll get Russell Westbrook to stop. Russell Wilson to stop.
Talking, you know, making little statements here and there, especially in the past offseason. But I think right now, if you do get Julio Jones, you have to strike while the iron is hot. So if he can go to a contender and you have to give away some draft picks, I would take that right now and leave it all on the table.
Because he legit still in his prime. I mean, he had some, you know, hamstring injuries every now and then. But homeboy demands a double team. He still can go up and get the ball with whoever, one, two, sometimes three defenders. He is legit. He is a game changer. I think what Atlanta is doing now, they looking to sit up there and free up some space, cap-wise, and maybe looking to bring in some different people other than just a receiver, because they still have a decent receiving core.
Right.
If they get rid of them, don't get me wrong, I think that affects them. I think, you know, that'll in turn, you'll wind up seeing the end of Matt Ryan, because he don't have Julio. I don't know if you see him still be the same.
But at the same time, I think they may can get Kyle Pitts, but we're about to get on that in a minute. The NFL draft is coming up on Thursday.
Starts on Thursday.
So give me the picks. Who you think the best quarterbacks, you know, besides, we know Trevor Lawrence is going number one, but the other quarterbacks, who you think are the second, third best in this draft?
I don't know the kid from North Dakota State, but everybody.
Trey Lance.
Okay. I ain't know for sure. Trey Lance, I'm not sure where he's going to go, but I know teams are high on him.
I think
Justin Fields will be the second quarterback off the board. If he's not, I'm putting everybody on notice. I think homeboy going to be a problem whenever he get to wherever he's going. Okay. I'm not sure if Mac Jones is worth all the hype. Cause
I don't think he is.
That's what I'm saying. Either, I don't. Bro. I can confidently say this, because at first it was running backs and quarterbacks, but we've seen, you know, certain running backs come out and blaze a trail for others. So can't say the same thing about Alabama running backs no more. But what I can say is I can't tell you the last good Alabama quarterback I've seen. And I think Mac Jones will fall victim to whoever you go to is going to be too much. Not to say you're not good. I just don't think you're going to be good in the NFL.
Yeah, I think he has to be in their right system. And I know New England, the Patriots are, they seem like they are high on
they
them.
They say San Francisco the one looking at
but
them.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. San Francisco might get them. But at the same time, is San Francisco in a great position? Like, you can either get Trey Lance, and everybody is high on Trey Lance. Mm-hmm. Everybody is high on Trey Lance. It's kind of like 60-40 with Mac Jones. People say he's good, but I just ain't. If you on that rebuilding team and Mac Jones has had spectacular receivers at Alabama in his 1 year playing, it ain't gonna be easy when he gets to a rebuilding situation. Now, I can't say this. If he does go to San Francisco,
they got their whole thing set up.
Exactly.
It probably works out in his favor.
Exactly. We know how San Francisco works out because they blend running. They run the ball. They ain't going to throw it a bunch of times. They throw it, of course, when they need it.
They more play action than anything.
Yeah, they more play action than anything. So, with that being said, Mac Jones, whoever goes to San Francisco, and I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo going to be staying there a long time.
I think that's crazy, though. Like, homeboy really
Everybody's counting him out, though. Everybody's counting him out for whatever reason.
Homeboy really got there, and they about to get him out the door.
They
drafted his quarterback. It's only time.
Time.
It's only time will tell. And, you'll be another Alex Smith.
Yeah, you're going to be moving around.
So. I will say this. If Mac Jones goes to New England, that's an uphill battle. And I say that because New England isn't the same fearful threat that they used to be. So it's an uphill battle because you're young. Mm-hmm. You got to come in. It's at least another year or two of growing pains.
Yeah.
The AFC East has changed to where Buffalo is a top contender. Mm-hmm. Miami's defense makes them a contender.
Yep.
And we'll see what New York Jets
do.
But their defense is always good, though.
Right, always. Their
defense always give a problem. But
Zach Wilson may go to the Jets, I think.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay. But what about Justin Fields, man?
Justin Fields, and I want to say this because we didn't cover it last week because we didn't do an episode.
Go ahead.
The Trevor Lawrence comments about him not being as competitive, whatever, I just need everybody to understand this. If Justin Fields would have said that, he'd have been hung on a cross like he Jesus. Trevor Lawrence said it, and you heard every excuse under the sun from most.
Well, his pop said it.
I mean, he didn't deny it either because they actually caught a comment of him saying it too. Like, okay. Yo, I'm not really like that, blah, blah, blah. But if
ain't nothing wrong with that, though.
I mean, it's.
But yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
But then if Justin Fields were to say that, it's a crucifixion. Like, why aren't you that competitive? Why don't you have that drive? So I just need, it's never going to be fair, but I need this to be pointed out. If that would have came out from his camp, Justin Field, or him, boom, automatically done. We need to move you to wide receiver.
He probably got drafted late, just like Lamar Jackson did.
Yes. Oof. And the whole thing about it is, only time will tell with Trevor, because as much as Urban Meyer is whisperer of all things college, we don't know how he's going to pan out in the pros. That's one. And two, let's just keep it a band. Jacksonville Jaguars has a few pieces, not that many.
Right.
Their defense isn't feared like it used to be. They have a lot of work to do. Mm-hmm. Yes, y'all want to sit up here and follow the old motto of a franchise quarterback can save us and do this and do that. Hey, it ain't no guarantee because we saw when Trevor Lawrence get that pressure put on him, what happens when everybody catches up.
Yes,
sir. So, in the NFL, everything even playing field.
Yep. And this, the best of the best.
And this competitive drive that you say you don't have, let's see how that play out if, you know, y'all start out losing and we look up a year from now and it's still the same thing.
Okay.
And all that plays into. But what's the last thing you got?
Russell Westbrook says, quote-unquote, I honestly believe there's no player like myself. And if some people want to take it for granted, sorry for them. And I will say this to Mr. Russell Westbrook. Yes, sir, you are correct. I think a lot of people are taking this for granted. Me personally, I am not. I do have to say this. I ain't going to say I'm the biggest Russell Westbrook fan, but I always got to give him credit and for credit for one thing and one thing only. When he goes out there to play basketball, he gives it 110%. He does everything from points, from scoring points to passing to rebounding to defending to steals. He does everything on the court. So I can honestly say this for me personally. I enjoy Russell Westbrook. And when it's all said and done, because I think he's getting ready to pass Oscar Robertson on the most triple doubles. I think Oscar Robertson is the record is 181. I think Russell Westbrook may be at 174, 175 at the moment. Mm. But it's just crazy. Like, nobody else would ever thought that anybody would break that record. And I think Russell Westbrook definitely has a chance and potential to break that record right now. Well, before the end of the season is over with. So, man, I just want to let everybody know, because I know a lot of people ain't fans of him. They say he can't shoot, or the way he plays, they don't like it. They hate it. But Russell Westbrook is the only one that can go out there every single night and give other point guards a problem. He always gives everybody a problem. So everybody that watches the NBA, that watches Russell, hey, I support that man. Keep doing your thing, man.
I'm going to play devil's advocate, because I was having this talk with Mario, a friend of the cast, mm-hmm. friend of the podcast. I give him credit for going out there playing hard or whatever, but in terms of what me and Mario were talking about, I do have to find relevance, so I got to actually say it like this too. As good as he is, the way that he plays, not sure if that'll ever get him a ship or not. Yeah. Not saying that he's not good. Not saying that triple double achievement of breaking the record isn't of great importance. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it just makes you wonder. Not to say that he's been just the best of best situations.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's just one of them things where you don't think as a player like you, that's fine. You get triple doubles and things like that. But when we look at players of your same caliber,
yeah.
Not to say that you're not ranked as high, but it's just something to be said for Steph Curry,
Damian Lillard.
You know what I'm saying? Not to say that Russell Westbrook getting up there in the category, but it's just something to say that it is people that are above him.
Yeah.
That although they may not get triple doubles, they seem to be a bit more effective mm-hmm. when it comes to edging their team over that hump, yeah. just ever so slightly.
Yeah.
But we'll see, because Washington, they make the playoffs.
They're going to be in the play-in tournament.
They're going to be in the play-in tournament.
We'll see.
That's still, you know, left to be determined. Yeah, that's the first year with him and Bradley Beal, so we'll see next year. But it'll be something to kind of push the conversation forward that they can make the playoffs.
I agree.
They don't, you know, it's kind of not an indictment, but a we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
It only time can tell.
All right.
As far as my picks for this week in the music realm, we have L.A. and Masego, My City. It's a cool little Jimmy Jam for you, guys. And we have Tory Lanez, Her, Double Slash, Are You Dumb?
Oh, man. Let's talk about
H.E.R.
Let's talk about that one. But my two picks for the week. Big shout out to Drum. I guess he's going by Shelly FKA Drum, but the name of the song is Cooking with Grease. And Janae Aiko, Trying to Smoke, which she released on 420. We all know what day that is.
R.I.P.I.T.
Alrighty, but yeah, those my picks for the week. Nice little R&B groove. Nice little R&B groove out there, man. So y'all go check those picks, our picks for the week out. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Bottom Line Sports Talk. We really do appreciate it. If you're not a subscriber, subscribe to us. If you have any questions, if you want to know anything, hey, you know what it is.
Sign up for the email list.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to us on Spotify and or Apple Podcasts. Like the intro beautifully said. And remember, we do this for the culture.
By the culture. Because we are the culture. You dig?
You dig, huh?
Thank you for listening to Bottom Line Sports Talk. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And don't forget to share. We'll see you next time.